This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna.
Well, for weeks, we've dared to dream. As mentioned previously, Bafana Bafana captured the imagination of the country. Well, making history by reaching the FIFA World Cup knockout stages for the very first time. Well, streets, homes and workplaces came alive as the nation rallied behind Hugo Bruce's side. But every fairy tale eventually reaches its final chapter. Last night, Bafana Bafana's remarkable World Cup journey came to an end after a heartbreaking 1-0 defeat to Canada, with the decisive goal coming in stoppage time. After an otherwise disciplined defensive performance, it really went down to the wire. Now, while the result hurts, many believe this tournament has now changed how we see our national football team forever. Joining us now, someone who experienced every emotion alongside millions of supporters. Yandisa de Moy is a South African voiceover artist, also actor, presenter, and content creator. And today, he's joining us not as an analyst, but as a passionate football fan. Yandisa, good afternoon to you, and welcome to the Afternoon Brief.
Good afternoon, man. Yeah, good to join you guys, eh?
Good to have you on board. Well, yesterday, yeah. Certainly an emotional day for millions of South Africans. Okay, so Yandisa, where were you watching the match? What was going through your mind when that final whistle blew?
I was actually home with my family. You know, I was basically just taking a downtime with them. You know, everyone's a football fan, or a South African football fan, when we're in the World Cup. So yeah, I was just enjoying it with the family. And when the final whistle blew, it was more or less more disappointment than pride. I mean, not that I'm not proud of the boys, you know, but it was more disappointment just purely because I know we could have won the game. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. On that basis, why do you think we didn't? What was lacking in comparison to, how shall I put it, the way the game has evolved? What are you seeing a difference between how we are playing and how we relate to how the game is being played abroad?
I feel like we can match the standard of the teams overseas. That's only if the development in South Africa, you know, becomes better with regards to football. But I don't see much of a difference between us and Canada. I don't know if we could compare South Africa to other teams, other big teams like Argentina and Portugal and them. But based against Canada, they weren't exactly the best opposition. And I think that the boys, the right players just didn't turn up on the day, man. The only guy who really did anything was Mbogazi, you know, and he really left his heart on the field. The attackers, our front line, was the most disappointing part of it. Yeah, our defense was solid, but yeah, the front line was just
Do you think perhaps a combination of stage fright or needing, you know, to at least lift the game more to compete with the international arena?
I'm not sure about stage fright. I think stage fright, we experienced it in the opening game. I understand that the lights were too bright for the boys on the opening game. And then I think when we got the draw, that was, you know, just a confidence booster. And then when we won against South Korea, the confidence was high, you know. So leading into the Canada game, I think the confidence was, you know, at a very decent level. And even how we played well, man. We really played well. That's why I think we could have won. It's just the front line. Our attack, just there wasn't any creative build up to it, and our players in attack, most of the attack line weren't showing up on the day. That's just the only disappointing part of our performance. Otherwise, we were really good. We were really good against Canada, man. We could have really got. We just let it go. We let it go last minute. That's the heartbreaking part about it, you know.
It's sad. I mean, looking back on the tournament, I mean, what do you think now this Bafana Bafana team has given South Africans beyond football?
I mean, definitely hope. You know, sure. Definitely hope. I think all the other sports that we are very prominent in the country. I mean, that's including athletics, rugby, cricket. You know, we really show up on those stages. So soccer was really that last sport that we wanted to really cement ourselves in. I don't think we have done that yet, but our performance in the World Cup, it has laid a platform of saying, you know what, I think we're on the rise, we're going to improve, and yeah, I think the boys are also going to be very proud of themselves, man. They're going to want to achieve more after our campaign, you know?
Indeed, looking forward, I mean, looking at Coach Bruce, Do you believe he has now transformed this team over the past few years? Has he perhaps changed the country's relationship with Bafana Bafana now?
Oh, of course, of course. I mean, it goes without saying that in football, if you don't have a good manager, you know, you're dead in the water, you know. And Hugo Bruce, he really upped the level, I can say, and he gave us structure. He gave us structure at the back. He gave us structure in our build-up play as well. It's just a matter of the players showing up on the occasion. Otherwise, I think his tactics were always on point. You know, it's just the opening game. That's the only blunder that we suffered, guys, you know. And that opening game was just, yeah, the lights are just too bright on the day. It was a lot of pressure. But as the tournament progressed and as I saw the team playing, I saw the idea, I saw the method, you know, the identity as well, because we play very well with the ball. We have possession, you know. Yeah, just yesterday was just heartbreaking. But Hugo Bruce, he really transformed it over the last couple of years. Sure. I mean, him qualifying was already an achievement in itself. So getting out of the group stages, oh my goodness, yeah, he's really changed our perception as fans for the South Africa, you know?
Yandisa, yeah. you just mentioned something interesting about our players' ability to hold onto the ball and, you know, well, I take it also to interpass and move on the ball. Do you think we are quick enough or fast enough in comparison to, you know, other teams that we are watching? Do you think perhaps that's a downfall?
I'm not sure about the quickness. I would say the accuracy. So the accuracy of our passes, like the idea behind our attack is very good. Mm-hmm. The accuracy of our passes is what breaks our attack down. So if they're trying to find a pass to the forward player, to a striker, to a winger, the accuracy of the pass is what matters more than anything. Because if you give the right pass, the player can trap the ball, can move the ball around, and they can do whatever they need to do creatively with the ball, you know? So I don't think it's a speed thing. I really think it's just if they get the ball to the player accurately, then the player will automatically know what to do, because we already know how we build up, how we attack, you know. It's just the quality and the accuracy of our passing. That's just the only blunder of it, you know. But I think the players with the ball at their feet, they're very good, man. They're very good. Yeah, okay. I was proud of them. I was really proud of them, yeah.
Gandisa, I'm getting a question in from one of our listeners. Interesting question. But now the person wants to just remain anonymous. The question reads, Yandisa, do you think South Africans now will expect Bafana to qualify regularly for major tournaments rather than simply hoping they do? That's an interesting take.
Of course. Yes, definitely. That's not even a question. That is 100% the case, you know, because the expectations change a little bit, you know, when you...
Sure.
When we qualified, we were already happy that we were going to the World Cup, you know? I was expecting us to actually exit the group stage. I had all the hope in the world that we wouldn't, and I was always behind the boys that we would get out of the group stage. But before we started the tournament, I always thought we were going to exit then. And then we get out of the group stage, then your expectations change, you know, because I saw we were against Canada, and then I was like, oh, okay, you know, Canada are not that good of opposition, you know, we could win against Canada. And then seeing how the boys played against Canada yesterday as well, I was just like, come on, man, like, we can take this, you know. We really just let it go at the last minute. Just the last minute, that's when we let it go. So, for future World Cups, are you kidding? Yeah, I'm even expecting to get out of the group stage in the following World Cups. Like, yeah, the expectations have changed tremendously. Indeed. It's just we need the right managers, you know. We need the right manager as well, because I think Hugo Bruce, this is going to be his last ever stint as a manager internationally, you know. So we just need the right guy to replace him. And, yeah, we are on the right track. That's one thing I can say about Bafana Bafana. They're on the right track, yeah.
You know, every tournament has its moments. We'll never forget. Now, was there a particular match or goal, player or celebration that summed up this amazing World Cup journey for you so far?
Definitely the goal against South Korea, man. Maseko's goal against South Korea was, that was life-changing, because of all the teams in the group, I always knew Mexico were very good competitors. I actually fancied us against Mexico. I think it's just the opening game, you know, the jitters got to us. And then I always thought South Korea were going to blow us out of the water. That's what I thought. And then I saw the performance and we were dominating South Korea. Like I said, we keep the ball well, we were playing inside, and the players, the right players in our front line, really showed up on that day. You know, the only thing that was missing in that match was just our finishing. So yeah, I honestly think that, you know, the Maseko goal on the 63rd minute, I still remember. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that just changed the trajectory of everything, man. Yeah, that's what I remember. Even his celebration just went with everything that represents South Africa. Like, it was a beautiful thing to watch. Yeah, I loved our campaign.
It's clear that you really, really were into this World Cup campaign, Yandisa. But now that the World Cup is over for Bafana, where do we go from here? What needs to happen to ensure this wasn't just a once-off success, but the start, you know, of something really bigger, something really, really notable?
I feel like a lot of eyes were on Bafana, you know, even internationally, you know. And I feel like if we can really just develop the talent, because at the end of the day, that's what fills the stadiums. If you have a lot of talented players on the pitch, it makes the football exciting. It makes everybody excited to go to the stadiums to actually see the talent live. And if we develop our youth, we develop schools, you know, we scout for players that are just talented and can really, really, you know, take the football level to the next level here in South Africa, then yeah, whatever sort of investment needs to go into that sort of program, or I don't know what you would call it, a campaign, whatever it is, but we need investment in the sport of football in South Africa, because I think we really could go a long way. You know, the level is okay. It's still okay right now. I can't say we are on the European level yet, definitely not, you know, but we I don't think we're far off. You know, it's not a very big gap that we have to live up to. So yeah, I think just investment, get the right players, develop them, and get them ready, even mentally, you know, for big stages like the World Cup. Because yeah, that opening game really showed our mentality of, you know, when the lights are too bright, then the boys really just shrink down, you know? So, yeah, we just need all of that, just development, and we're good.
If the entire Bafana squad were now listening right now, what would Yandisa say to them after this historic but ultimately heartbreaking World Cup campaign? What's your message?
Guys, I mean, it's you can't look back, you know, you can't change the results. So if I was talking to them right now, I would really just say I'm super proud as a South African. Just knowing the greatness that is in this country, we are special. This soil is special, and they really put up a special campaign. You know, everybody counted us out during the opening game, and then when we came back, you know, it was just like the ultimate underdog story, man. You know, and yeah, I'm very sad and disappointed that we lost how we did. You know, because it happened last minute. We didn't deserve to lose.
Yeah.
But as a nation, I am super, like, we are super proud. It's not just me. I am very, very proud, you know, and yeah. I mean, glory continues. I hope we really do continue on the same path. We carry on and it just improves from here. It can't go down from here. Like, the expectations are too high.
Exactly. Yeah. As the saying goes, you cannot make the same mistake twice. Well, sport has an incredible way of making us believe. While Bafana's World Cup journey has now come to an end, they've given us something that statistics can't measure, and that's hope, pride, and belief. And they reached the knockout stages of a FIFA World Cup for the first time in the nation's history. And that achievement will remain part of South African football history, despite the narrow defeat to Canada, and it certainly set a precedent for South African football. Yandisa, thank you so much for sharing your perspective and reminding us that sometimes the journey means just as much as the destination. And from all of us to Bafana, we say thank you. You made a nation dream, and you've laid the foundation of what many hope is an even brighter future. Yandisa De Mooi, South African voiceover artist, actor, presenter, and content creator, but also a stout, shall we say, football fan, joining us on the show.